On November 17, 1971, five men working to repair a gas line died trying to save each other.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
The crew had traced a gas leak to a valve in an 8-foot-deep manhole in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. To avoid interrupting service to nearby homes, they elected to repair the leak without shutting off the gas, a method they had used successfully on previous jobs. Donald Devine, head regulator man, was down in the manhole with laborers Monroe Coleman and John Ladasky when problems first arose. The gas mix contained more methane than usual. When fixing the valve took longer than expected, they tried to stop the leak by stuffing rags in the hole. Suddenly, Ladasky collapsed, overcome by the gas. Devine and Coleman dragged him to the ladder but couldn't lift him out, so Raymond Grundler, a gas serviceman, climbed down and hoisted the limp Ladasky out. By then, the gas had overpowered both Devine and Coleman. William Letzkus, a regulator helper, and Albert Zeleny, a truck driver, climbed in to rescue them but were overcome. Desperate, Grundler wrapped a sweater around his head and re-entered the manhole, but quickly succumbed. Firemen soon arrived with breathing apparatus. Ladasky survived, but none of the others could be revived. All five were posthumously awarded Carnegie medals.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years.